Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So now Knicks flushed, in some trouble, down he goes, Max Crosby, Max is back and making an impact. Jackson, here comes the pressure, and guess who? Max Crosby!
Atwell on the move, Williams the back, the get by Jett, oh, he's locked up the middle, hit hard on the play, Butler, Matthew Butler and others, Crosby met a mill.
That was a lovely Max Crosby montage, except for that whole the Bears are facing him thing. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, as we are live from Old Crow here in Wrigleyville. You have to be present, but Cubs wild card tickets, if they play at home, are part of the deal today. We are giving away three pairs, but you have to be present to win, so come out and see us. In the meantime, we are also filling in for Spiegel and Holmes. They are on their way to Vegas, and we shift gears to Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, Bears. Should we start with the injury report, just so that people know what's going on?
Sad. Like, yes. We're all
well. That's why. Well, I'm looking at the injury report. No, how about that?
That is not Bears. That's more like
sad Bears.
Yeah,
okay.
The Bears now frowning again. Mark,
I knew this would happen.
All right, go ahead. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
Second day of practice. Mark is with us. Normally he'd be at House Hall.
Hello.
Chris Enma's holding it down. So shout out to Chris Enma, not practicing today.
Oh boy.
T.J. Edwards with a hamstring, yeah. Kyler Gordon with a hamstring, Grady Jarrett with a knee, Colston Loveland with a hip, and Darnell Wright for the second straight day, not practicing with an elbow.
Hold on. What was all that Colston Loveland wasn't that bad talk?
Well, I would
he hope left he, the game with the same hip injury, right?
Here's the thing. Not that bad could also mean he's only going to miss one game, if that turns out to be the case. I would qualify that as when it is your rookie first round, your prized possession of the rookie class. If I hear that he's only going to miss one game because of an injury early in his career, I would consider that to be a not that big of a deal situation.
How much do you think that might have to do with the fact that there is a bye following, so that's a 2-week break to
with
get
all
better
of these guys? We were talking about that exact same thing as we were watching on the sidelines, including Clay Harbor, who will be with us here at 5 o'clock. That was the conversation, like why, you know, maybe buy an extra week, but this game is huge. You know what I mean? Doesn't this game feel, now you get that little taste of the win. The Bears cannot fall back to 1-3. They cannot not build on what they did last week. I'm not saying it would be all for naught, but there's been too many, and I'll stop saying this after a while, too many false starts for the Bears throughout the years, even within the Caleb Williams era.
Well, it's not just that. It's the concept of, it sounds so cliche, especially in the NFL. You know exactly what percentage it is. You know exactly how much it's valued numerically. But there is a massive difference between being 500 at 2-2 and then 1-3. Frankly, it says a lot about your team in a very simple way. So those are the lists of who didn't practice. Then there's the group who was limited.
Jalen Jones, the defensive back, limited for a second straight day with a hamstring injury. DeAndre Swift, we, of course, know he was limited last week with a quad injury. This time, it's a hip injury, which has him limited for a second straight day. Good news, Cole Kmet was limited with a groin injury on Wednesday. He practiced in full today. And DeMarco Jackson, who had been dealing with a hamstring injury, has now practiced 2 days in a row in full.
I'll
so there's some positive there.
Yeah, and I'll give you a little bit more positive. You know, DeAndre Swift seemed like he was okay. I mean, obviously, he wasn't out there today, but in talking to him, That's what I was inferring, that he should be okay. Same thing with, and I know we don't usually think about the depth guys, but we have to, with Jalen Jones. You know, and I had a quick conversation with him. He gave me the, I'll be fine. Like, I'm not taking that as rote to not reporting anything, but sometimes you could just tell. So the guys that are limited, I'm feeling pretty good about. But the other guys, it's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, when you have a practice on the Thursday, I'm feeling pretty doubtful for the list of guys that you said didn't practice.
Well,
today. Except for maybe Grady Jarrett, because he's pulled this a couple of times.
Yeah, Grady's a veteran. If he feels like he feels, he knows how to do his job. My thing is this.
I don't think he's on the Jimmy Graham practice schedule or the Mercedes Lewis practice schedule.
We're not there yet.
Grady's got the resume. We understand he knows what's best for his body.
I always thought that the Mercedes Lewis, they should have just put, he's not practicing today because he's 40, and we'd all be fine.
Or old.
DMP old. Yeah.
Old.
No, get that in the basketball box score.
Greg 40. Popovich.
Sitting out 40.
So here's the concern with this. The TJ Edwards and the Kyler Gordon I can live with because I didn't really expect to see them until after the bye week.
Right.
But the Darnell Wright is concerning because, as we heard just moments ago here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody broadcasting live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville, come and see us, is this. Max Crosby is a problem. Max Crosby equals max protection. And what I see when I see Darnell Wright not practicing on a Thursday, as you just mentioned, Mark, is, well, who's the next man up? And that's where things get interesting, because at last count, as I've been trying to keep track of things, Theo Benedet was the next man up. And that seems problematic to start with.
He was the guy who relieved Darnell Wright during the game.
Important
on
to note.
Sunday.
Yep,
yeah.
That is true. So what's more alarming, the fact that Darnell Wright could miss the game, or that your second round rookie does not appear ready to be the one to step in? And a guy, Theo Benedet, who's Theo Benedet? Theo Benedet, the undrafted rookie free agent here, is possibly going to, or not a rookie, he is possibly
going to start second
year. So really, what's more concerning that he's moved, unless Benedet is this revelation that I still don't know about, that he's more than they ever expected him to be. It's a little concerning to me that we're not hearing Trapillo's name more.
Are you kidding? It goes back to what happened before that loss to the Lions, where when we're looking at the inactives and the healthy scratches, why is your high second round pick not available to play? Those guys should be part of the team in a regular basis. And that was not something we saw. It absolutely is a concern. As far as the respect given to Max Crosby, it is plentiful and it is valid. Let's start with our guy, Brian Baldinger, the analyst for Odyssey, on with Mully and Haw, talking about how the Bears will have to try to protect themselves from that man.
You've got to have your tight end over there. You got to send it back over there. You can't do these chalkboard protections where you slide the line to the left and you put the back and the tight end on Max. He'll destroy both those guys. But you got to chip him. You got to slow him down on his way to the quarterback. He can bend underneath, you know, Darnell Wright or, you know, Braxton, is just as well as anybody in this whole business. We call it a ghost move. He can ghost you as well as anyone. But honestly, all he wants to do is get to the quarterback. And he just wants to get a paw on the quarterback, whether the ball's released or not. He wants Caleb to know that he's there every play. And so you better game plan every single play. If you leave him one-on-one with either one of your tackles right now, he's going to beat him. I mean, it's just that simple. So you better have a plan every single play, because he's going to get to Caleb, and he's going to get him on the move and chasing him. And then sometimes bad things can happen when your quarterback is running for his life.
Yeah, I don't think it's even sometimes. Like, if you're facing the Bears and you're trying to scheme this up, you're making sure Max Crosby is facing whoever you think can block him the least, wherever he thinks he can get in. And as we've seen, you know, we saw very few bad decisions out of Caleb Williams against the Cowboys. But in this case, you know, you probably aren't looking at a sack-free game, number one, mm-hmm. which should be fine. And then number two, what happened in that interception he threw against the Lions? Flushed out of the pocket, chased down. He knows how to hear the footsteps. He's familiar with that. Tried to make something happen downfield, and it ended up getting picked off. That was a chain reaction of events there. But it started because of the rush at the line of scrimmage.
Let me just start with what you guys were just talking about to describe the situation, a.k.a. you said it was quote-unquote concerning. No, 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 no. That's not strong enough language. It is terrifying. And here's why it's terrifying. Because of what you just heard Brian Baldinger say and how he described Max Crosby.
Ghost
the
move.
Idea, yeah, like we, everyone's been ghosted sometime. You don't want to see a Bears tackle get ghosted in Las Vegas on Sunday. And I'll say this. For this specific matchup, the idea of Theo Benedet being sought out by Max Crosby has to have everyone holding their breath, clutching their pearls, and just hoping that that something happens where that's not the case.
Well, that's also why the tight end health is so important in this. You want 5'8" Kyle Manungai on the edge, or do you want Cole Kmet and or Colston Loveland helping out when they can?
You just heard what Brian Baldinger said about if you just go try to get a running back to help out there, he's going to destroy both the running back and the tight end.
Also, we're acting like left side of the line is fine.
Yeah, and here's the
it's not necessarily.
Yeah, Braxton Jones.
Here's the other part with, you know, with all like assuming or hoping that Colston Loveland is healthy and he's in there blocking with Cole Kmet. It's probably going to look a lot like what they did against Minnesota, as in not a whole lot of targets for the tight ends because the tight ends are going to have to stay home. So that's going to affect the repertoire that Caleb Williams has. And one of the best parts about last week, maybe the best part about it, is, as we've talked about, 9 different people caught footballs from Caleb Williams last week.
What we probably don't do enough is we probably do not talk enough about the concept of making a team one-dimensional. And when you already know, and we'll get into this a little bit later on our show, when you already know the Bears have a tendency to be that way because their run game is not as established, this doesn't help. It doesn't help. Let's hear from Ben Johnson as to what he had to say, because he opened up, as you said in the preamble, Marshall, when it came to understanding who he's facing in this Raiders team.
Man, really good team that we're about to face here this week. Got a lot of respect for their playmakers all across the field. I mean, defensively, obviously, it starts with Max Crosby there. He's, in my opinion, a top 5 player in this league on defense and probably doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. He's all over the place, relentless, high motor, and you got to account for him and know where he's at every single snap or else he'll get you. And he wrecks drives. That's what he does.
Every single snap, because unlike what we've seen with Montez Sweat being maybe not out there all the time, whether it was this administration or the last one that ran the Bears, Max Crosby, you have to drag him off the field. He's like, another down on the field means another chance for me to get a sack.
Also, you can know where he is and he's still going to do what he wants. Like, he's that good. That's the other part of this.
Yeah. It's
like,
point.
I see you. Now I see you tackling me. Now I go down. Boom.
It's like the only guy anybody in that went to the podium or was in the locker room mentioned. Like, what about their Max Crosby? Max Crosby, you got me. Never mind Devin White, the linebacker. Never mind Jeremy Chin out of Southern Illinois. I gave him a few Bears, I think, a few years ago.
Saluki.
He was a Saluki. But, yeah, I mean, he is the guy that you need to stop, and it's going to be very interesting to see how they go about it.
Well, the one thing I will say is Ben Johnson, the man that just spoke, that's why they pay him all the money. Scheme it up. Well, scheme it up.
And I think he might need to rely on a guy who wears number 2, DJ Moore, who talked to you, Mark Rohde, about
others,
facing
yeah.
the man, Max Crosby.
Ben talked about Crosby being maybe one of the more underrated players, or not talked about, but he views him as, I think he said, top 5 defensive player in the league.
Uh-huh.
What sort of challenge does he bring each week, especially when you watch him on tape?
He doesn't get tired, and I mean, his effort just speaks for itself. He's always around the ball or hitting the quarterback, so I mean, that's a challenge in itself.
He doesn't get tired. I mean, that is, obviously he probably at some point in time does, but that is like, that's a big deal thing. I mean, that's why you bring in the other. I mean, plenty of times working on the sidelines when I did for the Chicago Bears and seeing, you know, Khalil Mack have to come, you know, get down and, you know, just really let it out and let him, you know, breathing heavily and all that kind of stuff. So that's a big deal for sure.
I'm picturing it. It's scary in my head.
What, Max Crosby
yeah.
or Khalil Mack coming over on the sidelines?
Well, Khalil Mack, now, he was when he was here, that was everything.
2018, that's for sure.
That might be the best way to kind of visualize what we're preparing to see on Sunday.
Are you guys with me on the fact that maybe the most effective way to slow down Max Crosby is to attack Max Crosby through the running game? I mean, we haven't seen evidence that they can do it through 3 games, but this seems like the next natural step in Ben Johnson's offensive development for his team?
So if you're trying to establish something, we know their outside zone better, right? So that's probably what you're trying to do. Theoretically, a misdirection that would throw somebody off at the line of scrimmage to open up space for hopefully a healthy enough DeAndre Swift to be able to run. There's a lot of ifs that have to go into that scheme. Do we have the coach to do it? Yes. But trying to figure out how that gets neutralized with a guy who can also reverse field pretty well and chase after people in Max Crosby, I don't know. That's a lot to ask when we haven't seen the running game established in the way they wanted it to be established.
But, Marshall, yes, though, too, with any edge rusher or defensive end that can get to the quarterback, the idea is always to go right at him, whether blocking, running right at him, get him on his heels as opposed to the opposite. So that is part of what guys will tell you.
The other part too is if you're double teaming him, somebody else eats.
Hopefully that's the idea.
No, but that still means that you're accounting for another factor where somebody else comes free because you're devoting extra resource to him. And so that's the other part of this. Saw that happen the Montez Sweat year where he did have the 10.5 sacks. Everybody had to devote resources to him on the other side. And so other Bears were able to get in on that on the pass rush.
As we continue the conversation about Max Crosby and his potential impact here on Raheem Harrison Grody, I do have a question for you guys because we had so much fun with this in the other segment talking about over-unders. Over under 1.5 Max Crosby sacks.
Ooh,
go.
That's good. I'm going to go under.
Under 1.5?
Yeah, which means he could have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I think if I told you, hey, we're signing up for one sack from Max Crosby on Sunday, you would take that.
That's pretty good. I'm not saying he's not going to, like, affect the game in other ways.
QB hits. And,
yeah, all that stuff. But, I mean, I am going to go the under.
You taking the under, Layla?
No. I think it's probably two if Darnell Wright isn't healthy especially.
Yeah, the Theo Benedet thing really does. I mean, we're going to find out together if he is this revelation.
Yeah, like this is for real. Like, and we remember what happened last year when they put in an inexperienced offensive lineman in Karan Amagaji. It did not go over particularly well.
That was a different situation because that was his first time ever taking an NFL snap in a much more hostile environment than what they're going to face. I really think the Bears are going to have a home field advantage in Las Vegas.
Well, according to the ticket sales, it sounds like the crowd is 50-50. Raiders and Bears. 217 says, Crosby had one sack and a couple of tackles against Washington. Why do you think he's going to kill Caleb?
Did they not hear the part about Theo Benedet?
I mean, also, the Bears tell you how they feel about Max Crosby. Forget about us. Listen to the team that has to face him.
You guys want to hear some of these numbers that you were just talking about, the crowd and
yes,
what's being expected
yeah.
out there? Check this out. The Raiders-Bears crowd Sunday at Allegiant Stadium is expected to be 50-50 per Vivid Seats. The game is the most in-demand NFL game of the week with an average selling price of $523 and a get-in price of $294. Fans are traveling an average of 993 miles for the game. Hashtag Vegas.
Gee, if only we knew some people who were there. Oh, that's right.
They're en route.
Yes, the afternoon
show. Doing their
show.
They get to go to Vegas.
Did they make their flight? Do we know if they made their flight?
Yeah, we got to find out if the afternoon. Oh, they did make their flight. All right. Well, okay. That is good to know.
You're welcome for doing your show so you guys could go have fun.
For 5 days or whatever.
They didn't even stick around for transition. That's how badly they wanted to ditch us.
Yes. And the text line is angry about it as well.
Uncool, guys. Yeah, well, on a
Vegas.
Plane. They're probably on their third cocktail. Well, we're out here working like we do. We're the worker show, aren't we?
The worker bees?
Yeah, we're the worker bee show. That's right.
That's us. Before Chicago takes on Las Vegas, tune in Sunday from 11 to 1:45 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. And then immediately following, we will have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Let's get into the Bears running game a little bit more because it is going to have to be active on Sunday afternoon. Raheem Harrison Grody live from Old Crow will do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
What kind of running back are you? Like, what's your running back style?
I don't know. I haven't done it. I haven't. No, neither of those. That's the day up there in Detroit. We're going to have to see as the season progresses. So right now, I'm just still learning it.
That was DJ Moore talking about facing the Raiders on Sunday. And this is another afternoon game, by the way. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody. We are live from Old Crow getting you ready for some Cubs baseball here on 670 The Score. We are amongst beautiful pumpkins and some nice, like, corn
the
husks.
The fall foliage is out in style.
There's people hanging out. It's become a vibe already. There's people hanging out outside watching the show. Hi, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Listener Doug is here. Hi to Doug.
Hey,
we've got Laura in from sales. We got a good crew coming in.
But the crew should be getting larger because it's about 3:30 now. The place has only been open for 3 o'clock. And here's why you want to get here, like, as soon as possible. We are broadcasting.
Like Doug. Be like Doug.
Yes. We are Where broadcasting live from Old Crow and Wrigleyville.
Hey,
come here now because you can register to win a pair of tickets to game one of the National League Wild Card Series this Tuesday. That is if it's at Wrigley Field. That's right. We're giving away not one pair of Cubs playoff tickets, but three pairs to game one of the Wild Card Series. It's courtesy of Budweiser. We will be here until 6. We're doing drawings at 4:30, 5:30, and 6. You must be present to win. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. And come get your tickets.
Yeah,
come
none of this hologram stuff. Okay, like we can't be doing the Tupac hologram. You've actually got to be here.
Be present. Yes,
like Doug.
You could drink Budweiser. You can win Cubs tickets. And if nothing else, come for the scent of this place. This place.
It smells like barbecue.
It smells like their name. It is just delicious here. It is. And shout out to the wait staff. We've been here long enough to see the place come together. I didn't realize all the work.
Yeah.
All the work that they do, like in the hours. It's like our job. People don't see all the hours of extra work that we do.
Wait, you do extra work?
But, occasionally.
I just show up and let you guys talk.
Both of you are lying.
I'm a try-hard guy. I don't have the same brains as you guys. So, you know.
I think you both work very hard, and I think we're amongst a crew who does.
Yeah, but
including our producer, Bob Tree, who texted me this nugget.
How are you, Bob?
Because when we're live, you can't always hear your people. And he says, do we trust Caleb Williams to not only escape Max Crosby, but make good decisions and throws on the move? Well, how about this information?
Yeah.
I've got something for you.
Layla Raheemi, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at those low pressure rates by the Raiders. While the Raiders are tied for 6th in the league with 7 sacks, they rank in the bottom 10 in pressure rate at 17.6 and are in the middle of the pack with a 7.45% sack percentage. That is as a team. So if there's one bright spot to all of this.
I get it. They're on the field a lot, the defense is. And so, therefore, they might have a higher number of sacks, but that's just because of the volume of time they're on the field, which is very good for Ben Johnson and his offense.
Yes, it is. And I think one of the ways that they can provide an antidote to this, as I mentioned, is don't be one-dimensional. Don't sling it all the time if you don't have to. I love a good run game. So Ben Johnson talked about the latest he saw from the run game against the Cowboys and what he wants to see next.
It can be better all over the place right now. We're very conscious of it. We watched all of our runs as a group the other day, Monday. And I think I've alluded to it in the past that it can take a little bit of time before this all meshes and it all gels together. We got some new faces up front that haven't played a ton of ball together yet, and so that's part of the process. It's also for the runners to understand what we intend to do with some of these play calls, where we want that ball to hit. And then at the end of the day, they take their natural skill set and they make something big out of it. You know, our whole goal as a coaching staff is to get them up to the third level as much as we can to make these safeties and these corners tackle them one-on-one. We haven't been doing that enough, and so as a coaching staff, we need a sound plan, and then we need to go out there and we need to execute it just a little bit better than what we have been doing. But I'm not discouraged at all. I see how close we are to this thing really coming together, and I think that was really the point of the meeting there on Monday, was those guys see the same thing.
First of all, I mean, I get you, Ben Johnson. I understand you are frustrated. Here's how I know he's frustrated.
Ben Johnson went, and you went.
Exactly.
And that's the same. That is the same.
And Mark goes.
And I'm
yeah,
like,
that's different, though. Mark, you're like, poof. That's more of a delay tactic. Would you explain to us in great detail? But for Ben Johnson, the thing that sticks out about what he said about the run game, not just the fact that they need to get better all the way around in every facet of what they do to have to run the ball, but it's when he talked about the third level, I'm sitting here racking my brain because he says we don't do that. We haven't been doing that enough. I'm like, I can't even remember runs where you got to the third level.
The get off me run?
Yeah.
Like, where you're like pushing somebody up. You're like, get off me.
Third levels are
Derrick
rare.
Derrick Henry comes to mind.
Yeah.
They're rare, except for I watched the game on Monday night. I saw some third level runs.
Oh yeah, by a former Bear.
From David Ben Montgomery. Johnson's former team.
Oh, David Montgomery does that. He has a get off me run.
He does.
Like, get off of me.
He's got a get off me run, but he does also have a catch me from behind run. David Montgomery,
which is fine though, but
because
the point is, once you're at the third level, now we're talking about an explosive play.
Exactly.
And Ben Johnson in the passing game has put explosive plays out there, which Caleb Williams and his playmakers have executed. But from a running game standpoint, I fully believe that Ben Johnson is working very hard this week specifically to get the run game off, just like he promised to get the tight ends off before Colston Loveland went down last week.
For all of the sexiness that the game had, the 31-14 win was sexy. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
There were 385 yards as a team.
That's real,
unlike the preseason game against the Bills. We saw a lot of scoring, you know, 31 points. That's sexy. What was not was the team rushing yards, 87.
That's not enough.
That's it. I don't think that gets the job done against this crew.
87 in a game in which you ran 11 straight run plays, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about that.
Way, that was some dink and dunk.
Can you tell Ben Johnson's a little desperate on the run game with the guys that were, you know, Luther Burden had a carry. DJ Moore had another three carries.
There were designated handoffs to DJ.
Yeah. So, which, you know, look, they did a little bit of that last year, but that's, I'm sorry, but you've reached desperation, and it's wild that Roschon Johnson is not a part of those that were carrying the football.
What's going on?
And we saw him on special teams.
So I did stop by Roschon's locker yesterday, and I just said, not even with the tape, I was just like, what's going on? What have they told you? And I asked them specifically, have they told you anything about why what they're doing? He said, not necessarily. I said, are you discouraged? And he said, no, not yet. He said, it's too soon. You know, not three games in, you know, with the indication being that maybe by the middle of the season he's still not getting the football, he might be a little frustrated. And then he also said, you know, I'm going to need to make my mark on special teams, which is where he's been playing. So he's got his head up. Like, his attitude was good about all of it, but he feels it. There's no doubt.
But it's early. Like,
I think that's his rationale. That's how he's keeping himself sane, that it's early, and he's got to look at it, too, that this can't possibly continue to go on like this.
From the department of this could be us, but you're playing.
Okay.
We remember what Ben Johnson had to say in his glowing compliments about Dak Prescott from last week.
Yes, we do.
We remember the chatter about Ashton Jeanty and how the Bears were going to try to trade up to get him and then draft a guy until the seventh round who was a running back.
Huh.
Very different things.
Listen to the way Ben Johnson talks about Ashton Jeanty, even though he's only got 144 yards so far through three games.
He's a phenomenal player. I thought the world of him. You know, he's a hard guy to bring down, compact yet powerful, you know, you better have low pad level when you're looking to tackle this guy, or else he's going to lower his shoulder and run you over. He's got that mentality. He brought it with him from college. You see it through the first three games of the season so far, where he's fearless. He sees a little bit of air. He steps on the gas, and he plays violently. So he's a guy that we're certainly aware of, and we got to do the best that we can to bottle him up.
How are you, some of those things you just mentioned about him, how are you seeing that when he hasn't really gotten off to a very good start this season?
Yeah. I mean, I think offensively through three games, you would say that their passing game's a little bit ahead of their running game, but that's us also, right? So I'm sure they're working to fix whatever issues they perceive they have, just like we are on offense here. So, like I said, though, they've got tremendous playmakers throughout. The quarterback has played some really good football over the last few years. He's doing that again this year. And they've got some weapons all over the place. So we got our work cut out for us.
Oh, I now know who wanted him.
Bears?
Like, when you heard that, that's what I thought immediately. I was like, oh,
well, look,
it was you.
There was some truth to the reports that came out on draft night that the Bears were at least talking about potentially moving up. Obviously, it didn't get there, and then it didn't quite get there with Travion Henderson in the second round, and that's a lot of the reason as to why we are where we are right now with the Bears and Ashton Jeanty, and not Ashton Jeanty.
What was that number, Layla, of rushing yards this season for Ashton Jeanty, 144?
A gross, if you will, 12 times 12.
He's not getting any blame, by the way. They're all blaming the offensive line.
Yeah, Geno Smith is second in the league in passing
yards.
Well,
yeah, but forget about that for a second, the Geno Smith part. Let's understand this. He has 144 yards rushing. He has 145 yards rushing after contact. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? That means all the work that he's doing is coming after someone touches him because they're getting in the backfield and stopping him at or before he gets to the line of scrimmage. That's crazy. But also, this is an opportunity for Dennis Allen's front four.
Mm-hmm.
A golden opportunity. If he goes off against the Bears, unlike what he's done against the previous three teams, we got a real problem.
Andrew Billings, where are you at?
Well, Andrew Billings is second string, right?
Yeah,
I know, but when it comes to run fits, he's a guy I'm looking for here.
Be nice. How about who's gonna take care of Brock Bowers? The Bears have had their fair share of issues with the really good tight ends in the league, with the most recent example being George Kittle from last year.
Tyler Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Kyle Ferguson.
That's the most recent example.
Jake Ferguson. Thank you. Oh, my God, my brain. I'm so sorry. Jake Ferguson. Yeah.
You didn't call me.
And I went right with you.
A texter said Matthew Bush, and that cracked me up, and I'm still thinking about it. That was good.
Last night,
it happens to everybody, guys, but usually not consistently.
Yeah, but that's a concern. Like, if we're really going to start to look at their weapons beyond Ashton Jeanty and a Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker had a career game, the wide receiver, last week, and, you know, Bowers is an issue.
And Jake Ferguson, just to add to it, because I know Olin called him check down Charlie, averaged 6.3 yards a catch when he had 13 receptions. That tells you about that. That extends the drive.
Yeah.
And we saw it happen real time, especially in the second half.
No doubt. So linebackers, Beeler. Let's see Tremaine Edmonds talking about stacking back-to-back good games. Keep that because he has to, because I don't think T.J. Edwards will be back in this week.
And you know what? And that's what I was just thinking about was T.J. Edwards. Like, of all the times, like, when you know he can be so disruptive, and we saw how he would also force turnovers during games last year and just how disruptive he was defensively. I'm thinking, man, I wish he were healthy. But if you need to rest, a healthy T.J. Edwards is good for us all.
Yeah, and I got to say, like Noah Sewell, I like the way Noah Sewell plays linebacker. He plays very aggressively. He had, I think, he had double-digit tackles, too, in the game, or, like, right in that territory. And what they were doing offensively, Dallas, dictated, as you mentioned, the check down Charlie, that the linebackers were going to be in position to make lots of tackles.
Tremaine Edmonds had 15 because he was in beast mode to go with the two interceptions.
Uh-huh.
That seems like a lot of tackles.
What you got for me on the Sewell?
Noah Sewell had 11 total.
There it
six
is.
Six solo.
Okay.
Six solo dolo, if you will.
So maybe we should have been
Mashon
talking
Wright
to him
had
more.
Nine. How about them apples?
All right. Okay.
Those players play far away from the ball. I want more from the front four.
The linebacker stuff is good.
I know. Yeah. The front four.
Why can't you just be happy for us, Marshall?
I am happy for you. I'd be happier for all the people who show up looking for Cubs tickets if they get them, because We're giving away Cubs tickets. I just want to point that out. Get down here to Old Crow in Wrigleyville and register for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 1 next week, as long as the game is
courtesy here. Of Budweiser. Budweiser, Budweiser.
Yes. Wait a second. Is Budweiser. This an impression that I haven't heard you do much?
Oh, my goodness. You've never heard me talk about do Harry Carey?
Not much, no.
You got to take a break here, though.
The other impressions usually come through right now more than Harry.
Anybody who says you could have a good time without drinking Budweiser is crazy. How about that?
I like it. No, you should have put your glasses on. That would have really hammered the point.
Well, Ryan Parth. There he is. That was in the original. Yes.
That is Mark Grody on the ones and twos with the impressions. And speaking of Mark, what do we call this? Is it halftime? Is it inside the locker room? How are we phrasing the next segment of our show?
It's a hybrid. It's sort of like my job. I'm sort of a hybrid. I'm a hybrid talk show host, Bears reporter. So this will be a hybrid of inside the locker room and halftime.
Inside the locker room is Grody on the halftime stylings, and the guy who had fun with him in the Bears locker room, DJ Moore. What? We'll do it all next on Rahimi Harrison Grody, live from Old Crow and Wrigley on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it? Is it
inside the
locker room?
Robbie has just combined all of the great segments of our show into one. How are you feeling about this, Mark Grody?
I love it. I love it. It's a little overstimulating, but
sometimes you need to be overstimulated.
I feel great about it.
Heyo.
I do feel great about it.
We are Rahimi Harrison Grody, and we are broadcasting live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Come out and register to win a pair of tickets to Game 1 of the National League Wild Card Series this Tuesday if it is at Wrigley Field. Can the Cubs hear me? Should I yell it louder?
Yeah, yell it nice and loud down the street.
Cubs, win the games. That's right. We are giving away Cubs playoff tickets to Game 1 of the Wild Card Series courtesy of Budweiser. We will be here until 6 o'clock, and we are doing drawings 4:30, 5:30, and 6. You must be present to win. It is all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you.
I shall take you guys into the locker room if you will allow me to.
We're always down to go on a magical journey
okay,
with you.
Okay, let's go into the locker room. This is inside the Bears locker. Today's Thursday, right?
So yes.
This would be yesterday, Wednesday, is when I was in the Bears locker room. Just to let people, I'll set the scene for you. We walk into the locker room. Here's the scene. Ready? And scene. Walk into the locker room, and a lot of the players are chirping towards DJ Moore and saying that he did amazing things during the practice. And so, of course, that got my antennas up to want to talk to DJ Moore along with other reporters. And also, I should also set this up with in the scrum, because it's not completely clear during it all. It becomes clear, I think, but just to fill in the blank, Caleb Williams is lurking in this scrum of reporters. He is back there listening in playfully, like he wants to ask a question. So that is setting the scene. We now take the microphone to DJ Moore, and he was asked about how things are going.
Did you have an interesting practice today? I heard a lot of guys around the locker room saying that you did. What was going on out there?
I don't know. I just practiced the same way as I did last week, and I mean, it is what it is.
So then, what are they talking about?
They just messing with y'all because y'all in here.
Yeah. So I just fell for it then, basically.
Yeah, they got you.
Did the attitude from last week's practices carry over?
Yeah, it carried over, and everybody was doing exactly what they needed to do, and our practice was good.
I think we've talked a lot. We've asked you a lot about what have you seen from Caleb growth-wise. Has it just been steady improvement, or is he just processing quicker? As we talked about, what do you think was different, I guess?
What's different right now is that he's in this group right now, and y'all don't even know he's back there. But yeah, he's been steady growth, and he's been on top of us. And
smooth criminal. Okay.
To just be better, elevate our game so he can elevate his, and just go from there.
How was your relationship developing with him and your chemistry?
It's been great on and off the field. We all get together, me, Rome, other people, and we just have a good time just talking about ball and just enjoy each other's company.
What are the challenges you're going to have with the Raiders on Sunday?
Max Crosby. And then they're back in. We just got to stay focused and go out there and win our one-on-ones when we get the opportunity to.
Don't worry about all that.
Max Crosby and them.
Yeah, man.
I feel like he should have three X's in his name instead of two. Because I was like, why does he have two X's? And then I saw him play football, and I was like, okay, that's why he gets two X's.
He deserves maybe that extra X.
Wasn't that a Vin Diesel movie, Triple X?
Triple X. Yeah, Vin Diesel was in the original one. Then Ice Cube was in the sequel, which didn't make a lot of sense, but they couldn't get him back. And
it was a good day. Hopefully
he was too busy doing
be.
All them Fast and the Furious movies.
That's right.
Fast and Furious.
I actually like one little thing that kind of resonates with me about what, other than just being funny and silly, is where he said that, you know, him and Rome and Caleb all get together and hang
other
out,
people.
And other people. And I'm not sure if that was something that was happening last year. You know what I mean? Like and I'm talking more about the chemistry on the field when it comes to DJ, which is certainly not perfect, but it's clear that they're working on it. So that's good to hear. That.
Like us, we take walks. We work on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We take walks and we figure out the world.
I bug Marshall on weekends.
You don't bug me on weekends. What are you talking about?
Mars, what's going on? What are you doing?
I'm usually on my couch doing absolutely nothing.
Did you see this game?
Yeah.
He's usually broken somewhere.
Yeah,
Marshall.
that sounds
he's
right.
Twisted. Listen, or broken or
yeah,
strained.
Yeah, injury broken. Percentage, what are you at right now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm at a good, I'm about 88%. I'm at 88%
yeah.
right now.
How do you guys feel about, as the intrepid reporters you've been throughout your careers in television or radio, when there is something silly, when somebody barges in on a press conference, or if there is extras at a press conference, do you guys roll with that, or do you guys?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
You have to roll.
Drive into the chaos.
Okay, good. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure
it's
I wasn't the only one. Yeah.
Because, well, here's the thing: because the subject of the interview is going to act differently.
Yeah.
So you might as well pull back the curtain and zoom out and show people the full picture, which is what you did.
Right. Right, I take it as embracing the different layers of a person, because you might learn something about someone you had no idea when it's all business and you're answering my question about the game and blah, blah, blah. No, just let, okay, this is you cutting loose. Okay.
Right.
Everybody can't just be on default mode, cut loose like Mark Grody.
It's also especially, I think, important that we played that, because there's still this narrative online that DJ's body language conveys something during a game. And then people are like, oh yeah, well, what about this? And you saw a lot of replies to the video of him and Caleb hugging each other on the bench during the game. And it's that part of it.
Right.
Not that I'm saying we need to do anybody any favors, but this is the truth. Like, you were inside the locker room, and that's what hanging out inside the locker room is like.
Right, right. If they take you on that path, go with them on that path.
I told you, I'm ready to go down the rabbit hole whenever you're ready to take us.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get to go to the locker room. I don't have that privilege. I got my two trips during training camp. That's all.
Also, we don't have Club Dub anymore. Like, Bears, this is the closest we're going
to
get.
I can't wait to talk to Clay Harbor when he's on with us at 5, because he was in that locker room.
That day?
Well, he was in there that day, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know Clay got down there with the...
Yeah, no, he was there. We talked for a while. We didn't talk in the locker room because we kind of both had, you know, our own agendas and who we wanted to talk to. But I'll look forward to hearing what might have come out of that. We are broadcasting live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Yes!
Yeah!
Yes, you should come out here and register to win a pair of tickets to Game 1 of the NL Wildcard Series this Tuesday if it's at Wrigley Field. That's right, we're giving away Cubs playoff tickets to Game 1 of the Wildcard Series, courtesy of Budweiser. We're going to be out here at Old Crow until 6 o'clock. We're doing drawings at 4:30, 5:30 and 6, and here is the deal. You have to be right here. You must be present to win. It is all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
And coming up next on Brahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score is the fact of the matter that, the Raiders coach could have been the Bears coach. So what does Pete Carroll think of the Bears? We'll find out next. Raheemy Harrison Grody from Wrigleyville on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.